Hello and welcome. This is Cheryl at the Talking Information Center. Today is Thursday, August 20th, 2026. I'm reading from the Taunton Daily Gazette. The first article is entitled, A Fair and Impartial Event. Neutrality dispute may leave Taunton voters without a second debate. A dispute over neutrality means that a second debate between Taunton State Rep. Candidates Lisa Field and Ed Walsh won't be hosted by the Taunton Democratic City Committee, although it is possible the two campaigns may agree on a second debate before the September 1 Democratic primary election. Field's campaign initially proposed a debate that would be hosted by the Taunton Democratic City Committee at the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers Union Hall in the Taunton Industrial Park. But now, the Field campaign is crying foul, saying in a Facebook post that Walsh rejected the debate and calling Walsh hypocritical for avoiding the spotlight that a one-on-one debate provides. In response, Colleen Simons, Walsh's campaign manager, wrote, "Offering a debate hosted by people on your own campaign team is ludicrous." Jamie Kelly, the chair of the Taunton Democratic City Committee, is the treasurer of the Field campaign, while multiple ward chairs have donated to Field's campaign. Simmons said that Walsh is not afraid to debate Field and called for a second debate to take place. Maureen Mosier, Field's campaign manager, sent an email this Monday, August 17th, to the Walsh campaign, with the proposed dates for a possible debate that would not be organized by the Ottawa Democratic City Committee. However, with just 2 weeks until the primary election between Walsh and Field on September 1, it is unclear if a debate can be scheduled in time. Here's what we know. What happened at previous debate? The two candidates previously met in a radio debate, where topics such as affordability and the legislative audit were discussed. What Taunton Democratic City Committee says. Jamie Kelly, chair of the Taunton Democratic City Committee, pushed back strongly against Walsh's allegations regarding the neutrality of her organization. As we are all Democrats here, it should not be surprising that we have donated or otherwise been involved with the Field campaign, she said. Of course we believe. We have a fair and impartial event, she said. We were looking for a moderator who had not contributed or otherwise been involved with either campaign. Rules of proposed debate. Under the rules of the proposed debate, which Walsh's campaign rejected, members of the audience would ask questions, not a moderator. The decision to do a town hall-style format was to ensure questions were coming from members in the audience and not prepared questions, said Kelly. This should have alleviated any particular bias concerns. It was also suggested to have a moderator with no ties, which was stated in the email, to keep things moving and to keep interruptions until the end. Candidates which each have had 3 minutes to give their opening and closing statements. Questions from the audience would have been asked in between opening and closing questions. Walsh's campaign did not immediately respond to a question about the debate format and the rules. He was always there for everyone. Devoted, loved Taunton firefighter saves lives with organ donation. He was the happiest person I knew. He was always there for everyone, said Alessandra Mercado about her brother, Taunton firefighter Kyle Mercado. She said if he knew any friend or family was having a tough time, he would always make them a priority. He always made sure I never felt alone in life. He was the best brother to ask for, she said. Right now, Alejandra said she and the rest of the Mercado family from Taunton are grieving heavily over Kyle's sudden death. He died on August 14th from suicide at the age of 28. Kyle was the most devoted husband, father, friend, brother, son, and grandson anyone could ever meet. He was my best friend. He was the kind of person who would give you the shirt off his back just to make sure you were comfortable. Time and time again, Kyle put everyone else's needs before his own. That was simply who he was, said Megan Mercado, Kyle's wife, in a Facebook on Sunday, August 16th. An 8-year veteran of the United States Navy, Kyle only recently joined the Taunton Fire Department in April of this year. His commitment to service continued as he dedicated himself to protecting and serving the Taunton community as a firefighter, said Taunton Fire Department, said in a social media over the weekend announcing his death. Raising mental health awareness. Alejandra said Kyle had died by suicide Friday, August 14th. She said the family is being open about it in the hopes of promoting positive mental health awareness. Kyle's wife, Megan, wasn't available to speak to the Gazette at the time of writing, but her public social media post makes a plea for addressing mental health struggles and normalizing seeking help. I also feel that it's incredibly important to talk about mental health, especially men's mental health. Please know that you matter. You are loved. You are needed. You are not a burden, and you do not have to face things alone, Megan Mercado wrote. There is absolutely no shame in asking for help. Please talk to someone. Reach out. Let someone in. A fun, active kid, always my friend. Alejandro, the older sister, said, growing up with Kyle, we fought like siblings do, but he was always my friend. She said he loved nature and video games growing up. He was a physically active kid, taking martial arts for several years, as well as wrestling in high school. He spent 2 years at Taunton High School, but eventually transferred and graduated from Middleborough High School in 2016. Joining the Navy, Alejandro said Kyle had made the decision to enlist in the Navy before he graduated from high school, explaining he didn't have any other career paths in mind at the time. Kyle was stationed in Norfolk, Virginia from 2016 till 2021, then in Key West, Florida from 2021 through 2024. He was stationed on the USS Mitcher as an operations specialist while he was at Norfolk Naval Station. He left the Navy with the rank of petty officer, second class. Joining Taunton Fire Department, one of Kyle's dreams. Kyle was hired by the Taunton Fire Department in April of 2026. While he trained for his certification, he graduated from the Massachusetts Firefighting Academy in Fall River in July. Alejandra said Kyle wanted to become a firefighter because he loved helping people and staying active and also wanted to get back the brotherhood and sisterhood community mentality he felt he had when serving in the Navy. His wife Megan said in her social media post, becoming a Taunton firefighter was one of Kyle's dreams and he was beyond excited to start his career with them. Fundraiser, how to help. In addition to his wife, Kyle Mercado leaves behind 2 children, daughter Elena and son Lucas. A fundraiser was started by Alejandro on the Support Now platform for Kyle Mercado's family. Donations will help with funeral and memorial expenses, time away from work, household expenses, and the unexpected costs that come with losing someone so suddenly, said the fundraiser, living on through others. Megan Mercado said through social media, her husband's organs have been donated. Even in death, Kyle was a hero. Through organ donation, he was able to save several lives and give others the gift of more time, which is a reflection of the person he was, someone who continued to give even when he could no longer be here with us, said Megan. Alejandro said her brother helped many people with his gift of organ donation, including a lung recipient in her 60s, kidney recipients in their teens and 60s, a teenage heart recipient, and a liver recipient in her 20s. Where to seek help if you are experiencing a mental health crisis. If you or someone you know is dealing with emotional distress or thoughts of suicide, there is help available. 1-988 Lifeline is 24/7 mental health support. Call or text 988 to connect with a Lifeline specialist for support. 988 is free, confidential, and available 24/7. Second, Crisis Text Line is a texting service for emotional crisis support. To speak with a trained listener, text HOME, all in caps, to 741741. It is free, available 24/7, and confidential. More than just fitness. Brand new Raynham Fitness Studio class aims to empower women. Camille Bayerga has been helping women find community through fitness for over a decade. The Brockton resident has been a fitness instructor for 14 years. She's the founder of Like a Lady Production, a brand focused on encouraging women to find confidence in their wellness journeys. Society pictures a lady as a certain way, she said. Anytime we did something silly, like twerking or chest pressing, 60s, or just doing things that normal ladies wouldn't do, we would just say, like a lady. It's just a way for us to really connect with each other and just being confident and comfortable with who we are, she said. Whether if we are single mothers or we're handling things that normally guys handle, it is more than just a saying. It's really what our community is. Now, Bayerga is branching off on her own, opening Class, a new fitness studio coming to Raynham. The grand opening was scheduled for Saturday, August 15th. I welcome everyone to come and experience what Class is really all about, she said. Why she chose Raynham for a new fitness studio. Bayerga said the name for her studio comes from the way people tended to speak about her classes, using the term as shorthand for the workout. I wanted something that was easy, something that people could remember, she said. I asked people, I said, when you come to my classes, what do you say? And they were like, I always say I'm going to class, or class was so good, or I can't right now, I'm going to class. I'm like perfect, we'll name it Class. Bayerga said she settled on opening in Raynham because a lot of her fitness community is from the surrounding area. I'm from Brockton, however, a lot of my students and following are from this area, so I thought Raynham would be a great spot to cover Brockton and Taunton, Fall River, New Bedford. It's been in the making since January. What kinds of classes does new fitness studio offer? Bayerga said class offerings will range from Zumba to step aerobics to cardio kickboxing, and she's also adding a bands and booty class geared at building lower body strength. Zumba is one of my most popular classes, she said. There's going to be different kinds that we can do at the studio, with team building, empowering women to do more. I'm really excited. Now I have my own place where I can offer a little bit more than just fitness. Class will have 30 classes a month and operate 7 days a week. Bayerga said she couldn't be happier to be able to open up her studio and have a location so close to home. It means everything, she said, for me to be able to have a location where the community can call home. I think that's important. Class Fitness Studio is located at 1470 New State Highway, which is Route 44, Unit 22 in Raynham. For more information, call 774-225-4961 or email likealadyproduction@gmail.com. Meet Rena, the affectionate dog seeking a new home. A 5-year-old American Staffordshire Terrier mix named Rena is looking for a home through the Taunton Animal Shelter, according to a community announcement. The shelter describes Rena as an affectionate dog who enjoys attention, outdoor walks, toys, and spending time with people. According to the announcement, she combines a playful personality with a calm side and enjoys both activity and cuddling. Shelter officials said Rena is available for adoption and is seeking a family to share daily activities and companionship. Available pets at the shelter can be viewed through https://www.patfinder.com/member/us/ma/taunton/taunton-animal-shelter-ma72. Appointments are recommended for anyone interested in meeting animals available for adoption. The Taunton Animal Care Facility helps more than 500 animals find homes across New England each year, according to the announcement. The facility is located at 821 West Water Street, Taunton. Public hours are noon to 5 p.m. on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, noon to 2 p.m. on Fridays, and noon to 4 p.m. on Saturdays. The shelter is closed on Sundays and Mondays. People interested in adoption or scheduling an appointment can call 508-822-1463 or email rdanielczyk@taunton-ma.gov for more information. In national news, Democrats blast Trump's carrier response. Mental health concerns grow for the Lincoln Sailors. Senator John Ossoff ripped into President Donald Trump over the weekend as uniquely despicable for lying a nation into war in Iran and then keeping service members aboard the USS Abraham Lincoln in the Middle East for nearly 9 months amid deteriorating living conditions. While the sailors on the Lincoln fight his war, while he fruitlessly drains our munitions and oil reserves, the president sleeps through his meetings, Ossoff, a Georgia Democrat seeking re-election, said at a campaign event on August 16th. He golfs and trades stock, Ossoff said. See, he doesn't want to do the job. He wants to build his ballroom, travel with executive assistant Natalie Harp on their apparently defenseless flying palace gifted by the Emir of Qatar. Stephen Chung, White House communications director, who often doubles as Trump's attack dog, lit up X on August 17th with a derisive new nickname for Ossoff and called him the biggest loser in politics, using a derogatory term for a man whose wife is unfaithful. USA Today reported in April, sailors aboard the aircraft carrier and the USS Tripoli hadn't received care packages and weren't routinely being fed fresh food. The Pentagon denied those reports, while some Democratic lawmakers called for an investigation into the conditions. In August, military-focused news outlets began reporting about deteriorating conditions on the Lincoln, which was stationed in the South China Sea before deploying to the Middle East. The Lincoln has been away from port since December, a lengthy deployment by Navy standards. Among the concerns are poor morale and mental health crises among service members. All 13 Democrats on the Senate Armed Services Committee and two other high-ranking Democratic senators are now demanding answers from Pentagon Chief Pete Hegseth, saying their treatment is a symptom of poor planning by both you and the president and exacerbated by the deeply unsound decision to start a war with Iran. Those requesting answers to 11 questions about mental health resources, hygiene, and safety, and asking whether the Pentagon will allow a bipartisan group of lawmakers to visit the Lincoln to conduct firsthand oversight of conditions aboard the ship. Like Chung, Hegseth defended the president and said the reports are false. A retired Army general and commentator, Jack Keane, called the reporting about the Lincoln untrue. But Republican lawmakers largely remained silent about the conditions on the Lincoln, not harshly criticizing the administration, but not defending it either. Representative Don Bacon, Republican from Nebraska, said on CBS's Face the Nation on August 16th that Trump used poor phrasing in recent comments to journalists when he dismissed the plight of the sailors and said their deployment was not, quote, long enough. It's better to acknowledge, hey, this is hard on the families. It's hard on the service members, said Bacon. Thank them for being willing to defend our country and being willing to do this 10-month deployments. When the moderator asked Bacon whether Congress should investigate what happened on the Lincoln over the past 9 months, he said, we should have oversight and recommended bringing in the Secretary of the Navy or another high-ranking official and have them explain to us the truth on that. Senator Mark Kelly, Democrat from Arizona, and a retired Navy officer called for an investigation into the conditions in a social media video, citing reports that sailors have tried to jump off the ship to end their lives. Our service members deserve better than this, said Kelly. Responding to Kelly's description of a sailor who had lost more than 20 pounds while on the ship, Representative Ro Khanna, a California Democrat, wrote, this is a national disgrace. Senator Ruben Gallego, another Democrat from Arizona, said on ABC's This Week on the August 16th, sailors who return home are going to seriously reconsider whether they want to keep serving in the Navy because of how poorly they've been treated. He accused the Trump administration of basically downplaying their sacrifice. Amid a flood of reporting on conditions aboard the carrier, Hegseth said on August 14th, journalists intentionally misrepresent the USS Abraham Lincoln. Admiral Brad Cooper, commander for U.S. Central Command, issued a statement on August 16th saying that the USS Lincoln has among the lowest number of cases related to mental health among 11 active aircraft carriers. Find any of the nearly 4 million Navy veterans in America today. They will likely tell you service at sea for long periods isn't for everyone, wrote Cooper. It is uniquely challenging and tough, and every one of us, including me, reacts to stressors in different ways. Gallego characterized the comments as demonstrating a true lack of leadership from the Trump administration and an attitude where military leaders just look at these men and women as being expendable. Bacon, Republican from Nebraska, agreed, long deployments are hard, pointing to his own year-long deployment to Iraq and time he'd spent aboard an aircraft carrier. We had a couple of members jump overboard and commit suicide while I was on that deployment, said Bacon. So, these incidences are terrible. They're sad, but it has happened previously and unfortunately likely to be in the future as well. In his campaign stop, Ossoff said the service members aboard the USS Lincoln serve with excellence despite the hardships that they face. OpenAI unveils a new ChatGPT for teens, stronger guardrails aimed to tackle safety risk. OpenAI, on August 18th, launched a version of ChatGPT, tailored for minors with parental controls and enhanced security features as online platforms face scrutiny over the risk of AI chat bots. The new ChatGPT for Teens mode will limit conversations about high-risk topics such as self-harm, violence, eating disorders, while offering educational tools that help students learn instead of sharing the answer, OpenAI said in a blog post. It will automatically engage when a user is estimated to be under 18 or self-identifies their age as between 13 and 17 and will allow parents to set quiet hours, manage certain settings, and receive notifications when teens discuss sensitive topics. The move aligns the ChatGPT creator with tech giants such as Meta, which have bolstered protections for teens on their platforms amid mounting legal threats and evidence of harm to their mental health. A growing global push by countries to ban social media for teens over harm has added to the pressure. For OpenAI, which already faces multiple lawsuits alleging ChatGPT harmed children, the challenge is compounded by the fact chatbots capable of conversing like humans are increasingly treated as confidants offering emotional support. Experts have warned relying on automation for mental health advice carries dangers. Families whose loved ones died allegedly after chatbot interactions have criticized the lack of safeguards, while growing AI use by students for assignments has raised concerns about the technology's harm to learning. We believe AI expand educational opportunity, which is why we designed ChatGPT for teens to support moments outside the classroom when help isn't always available, OpenAI said. The new mode has educational tools such as a study mode for guided learning, homework reminders, quizzes, and visualizations. The Pew Research Center found earlier this year searching for information and getting homework help were the most common ways U.S. teenagers used AI, followed by fun and entertainment. Well, that's all for today. Thanks again for joining me, and I wish you a great week ahead.